Welcome to the Jamila Adams Experience Podcast. This is a place to be if you're a woman over 40 who wants to feel inspired, empowered, and heard. Jamila Adams, your host, will be talking about how to find joy and happiness in the face of life's challenges. So come and join the experience.
Hey everyone, thank you for joining this week's episode. I'm so glad that you're here. Don't forget to subscribe and also share the podcast. And don't forget to like it as well. So as you know, we're doing the Better Me, Better You theme this year. And I'm so happy to have had guests talk about the ways they're making lives better around their communities and also for themselves. So with that being said, this week's episode is the same. It's talking about embracing authenticity and navigating the journey of self-discovery and purpose. Amidst the myriad of distractions and societal pressures, our core being is often lost. But within us lies a unique purpose. A purpose that not only brings fulfillment to our lives, but positively impacts those around us. This journey, though challenging, holds the promise of personal growth and a life of true fulfillment, sparking a sense of hope and motivation within us. The quest of purpose is a deeply personal and transformative journey that removes the layers of societal expectations and discovers what truly resonates with our hearts and souls. For example, you decide after 20 years of being a corporate attorney, you'll take a leave of absence to pursue a career teaching kindergarten. This can be frightening, and yet the experience is finally doing something that resonates with your soul. And that's something we should all do. Try to find something that makes us feel good in our core. That makes us want to do things that, granted, is unexpected and is scary, but it's something that is calling us to pursue. This journey, filled with introspection, courage, and willingness to embrace vulnerability, is not always easy, but the rewards are immeasurable, inspiring, and intriguing along the way. Living authentically means aligning our actions and values and our belief. It means being true to oneself, even when it's uncomfortable and or unpopular. Sometimes it sucks standing out because everybody else is doing the wildest and doing the most. But if you stay true to yourself, that's okay. So when we live in authenticity, we radiate a sense of integrity, genuineness, and not only transform our lives, but it inspires others to do the same. As a parent, we all know kids watch us. They may not always listen to us, but they watch what we do. And we have to be on point no matter what. So in order for us to be a better example for our children, we have to watch ourselves and look at our integrity, our ethics, our morals. And so that way we can be a better role model for our children and those around us. Our authenticity becomes a beacon of light, guiding others to embrace their own unique paths, empowering and instilling confidence within us. But finding our purpose isn't just about personal fulfillment. It's also about positively impacting the world around us. When we live in alignment with our purpose, we naturally contribute to a greater good, which doesn't seem like it, but we do. Our actions, what we may seem minuscule to others, it could be the world. I was talking with a friend earlier, and I brought up the idea, the best thing to wear when you walk out the door is your smile. Because you never know what a person on the outside is going through. But if you smile at them and say hello, that means you're okay. And they could possibly get that idea too. So hopefully when you leave out the door, you have the best thing to wear is a smile. It may uplift someone. So just remember that when we do extend ourselves out to others, we are living a purpose. We are living our life in a purpose. But finding our purpose, like I said, isn't just about personal fulfillment, and it is about impacting the world around us, whether it's through our work, our relationships, or our creative paths or pursuit. We have the power to uplift and inspire others simply by just being our true selves. So when we do embark on this journey of self-discovery and purpose, how do we do it? What do? We just go sit out in the front lawn and meditate? You can. It might get you somewhere. But no, the whole thing about it is when you just embark on your journey of self-discovery, You have to look within, and or if you're a believer, you ask and pray for guidance and what is the best path for you to be on. Sometimes we do have to seek others to get something for ourselves. It means we might have to find a mentor or someone who has a lot more experience in our, you know, in finding things about themselves because they've already reached that point. So ask someone about, well, how did you get to this point in your life and you feel comfortable being where you are? And it's okay to ask questions. You know, there's no dumb question. Maybe a dumb answer, but there's no dumb question. But always look to better yourself. And it starts with self-reflection and introspection. Look at your past hurts and traumas. What causes you to be triggered? I know I've discussed this in previous episodes, but it's true. You really have to look within to see what it is that you want to have better in your life. So these practices allows us to be in tune with our innermost desires and passions, asking ourselves what truly brings us joy and fulfillment. It also will help us, it will help us let go of the expectations that are placed on us. And we can forge our own path. And it just takes stepping outside our comfort zones. Once we have a clearer sense of our purpose, the next step is to take action. This might involve pursuing new opportunities, henceforth leaving that corporate attorney job to be a kindergarten teacher, seeking out mentors, and also role models that will help us and inspire us. You're never too old to have a role model. You're never too young to step out and do things on your own. We all have gifts and talents, and it's up to us to share them with others. So we just need to live in our purpose and step out and live authentically. So living with intention means being mindful of our interests and actions and ensuring that they align with our values and beliefs. It's about making conscious choices that brings us closer to our purpose. Case in point, and I'm pretty sure I've talked about this before, but when I started my business, serving others resonated with me. I wanted to see others live and bring their path into life. This was something that I hold on to, especially now. That's why I have a podcast. I love hearing mothers and talking about what drives them, what pushes them. And I just wanted to have a platform for that. So we shouldn't waste our time wondering what to do next instead of doing what to do next. Live a life without regrets. As we continue to explore our purpose and live authentically, we will not only transform our own lives, but we can enhance the lives of our others, henceforth our children, our siblings, our parents, everyone that's in our circle, our friends. We have influence. You are a person of influence. And it doesn't matter if you're on social media or not. You are a person of influence. Each of us has power to make a difference in the world by simply embracing who we are and living in alignment with our values. So my challenge to you is, what steps will you take to pursue a journey in self-discovery and purpose? What depth will you explore? What unique gifts and talents and qualities will you uncover? Let's embrace authenticity and live a life of purpose and positively impact the world around us. So with that being said, I want you to be inspired, be inspiring, be encouraged, be encouraging. But most of all, I want you to be you, and I'll chat with you next week.